I should like to say that I am very much aware of the complexity of the Cyprus situation and the difficulties involved in finding a consensus of opinion in the Security Council, which could be formulated into a resolution. The Security Council has extended the United Nations force in Cyprus for a further period of 3 months on the basis of its resolution of 4th March 1964. It has also reaffirmed its subsequent resolutions on this matter, and a consensus arrived at on 11 August 1964. The functions of the force, in accordance with the resolution of 4th March, are: in the interest of preserving international peace and security, to use its best efforts to prevent a recurrence of fighting, and as necessary, to contribute to the maintenance and restoration of law and order and a return to normal conditions. Both I myself and the force will continue to discharge this mandate which we have received from this council. In doing so, it is my intention to continue to seek full respect for the freedom of movement for the force, which not only is indispensable to the implementation of the mandate, but also is provided for in the agreement on the status of force signed on 31st March 1964 by the government of Cyprus and the United Nations. It will also, of course, be my intention to continue to initiate any actions which would prove necessary for the implementation of the mandate to prevent a recurrence of fighting and contribute to the maintenance and restoration of law and order and a return to normal conditions. I shall continue to rely on the cooperation of the government of Cyprus and all the other parties concerned, and I wish on this occasion once again to appeal to them to join their efforts with those of ANFISIP in endeavoring to re-establish peace on the island. As the members of the Council are aware, Archbishop Makarios, President of Cyprus, addressed a communication to me dated 15 September 1964, outlining certain measures designed to ease tension and to promote a return to normal conditions in Cyprus. I am already in touch with the commander of the ANFISIP, that is United Nations Force in Cyprus, concerning the ways and means by which these measures may be implemented, and I have requested him to review the whole question of measures which may bring about an improvement in the situation in Cyprus. It is also my intention to direct the commander to engage in discussions with the government of Cyprus, as well as the leaders of the Turkish Cypriot community, concerning the initiatives mentioned in paragraph E of President Makarios' statement of 15 September 1964. In this respect, I wish once again to state that I welcome President Makarios' suggestions as an important step towards reducing tensions in Cyprus and enabling ANFISIP to carry out effectively its mandate. In my report of 29 August 1964 to the Security Council, *5920, and again in my report of the 10th September, *5950, I brought to the Council's attention the situation arising from the intention of the Turkish government to proceed with a normal rotation of one-third of its contingent and the refusal of the government of Cyprus to allow it. While questions pertaining to the stationing in Cyprus of the Turkish and Greek national contingents do not strictly fall within the mandate conferred upon me and the force by the Security Council, I indicated to the Council that it was my intention to continue to search for a satisfactory solution of the problem concerning the rotation of the Turkish contingent. These efforts have continued, and I am now in a position to inform the Council that the parties concerned have agreed to the proposal which I submitted to them, whereby the Kyrenia Road, now under the control of Turkish and Turkish Cypriot armed personnel, will be placed under the exclusive control of ANFISIP. No armed personnel or armed posts other than those of the United Nations force will be allowed on the road. Traffic on the road will be free for all civilians. The proposal also provides for the withdrawal of any positions of the Turkish national contingent, which would be within 100 yards of the Kyrenia Road, with the exception of a limited number of houses in Gunyeli, which are required by the contingent for offices, accommodations for officers, and for the maintenance and repair of vehicles. The detailed implementation of this arrangement will be entrusted, naturally, to General Thimea, the commander of the United Nations force in Cyprus. The government of Cyprus, without prejudice to its position on the question of the Turkish contingent's presence in Cyprus, will not interfere with the rotation of the contingent. ANFISIP will observe in the usual manner the movement of the outgoing and incoming elements involved in the rotation. Mr. President, I wish to express my appreciation to the government of Turkey for having withheld the intended rotation of its contingent in order to allow time for discussions to take place on the basis of my proposals, and to the government of Cyprus for their cooperation in finding a satisfactory solution to this very delicate question. Since my report of 10 September 1964 to the Council on the United Nations operations in Cyprus, S/5950, two additional pledges, one for $100,000 and the other for $2,500, have been received with respect to expenses of the force for the second three-month period ending 26 September 1964. In view of the Council's decision to extend the period during which the force is to be stationed in Cyprus for an additional period of 3 months, and in view of its decision that all costs pertaining to the force should be met in accordance with the provisions of Operative Paragraph 6 of the Council's Resolution of 4th March 1964, I shall, of course, continue my efforts to obtain further voluntary contributions to cover the costs of the force, while at the same time endeavoring, with the cooperation of the governments providing contingents, goods and services to the force, to ensure that the costs chargeable to the ANFISIP special account are held to the absolute minimum required for its effective operation. I must nevertheless reiterate the view I expressed in my report to the Council of 15 June 1964, S/5764, that this method of financing the force is most unsatisfactory, and to repeat my statement in that report that I have no assurance that the funds required to extend the force for a further three-month period can be raised through voluntary contributions. Although the Council has directed the force be extended, it has maintained the financing of the force on the basis of voluntary contributions. Moreover, express opposition has been stated in the Council to the use for this purpose of any other UN finances. If, therefore, after the endeavors I have referred to, it should appear to me that the total voluntary contributions in support of ANFISIP are unlikely to be sufficient to cover all the costs for which the organization might be responsible if the force were to remain in Cyprus until 26 December 1964, I shall have no alternative but to inform the Council of the situation, and whenever the financial situation makes it necessary, to withdraw the force before the end of the 3-month period. The financial burden of the force in Cyprus has been carried until now by the supporting spirit and generosity of a limited number of member states. I feel, therefore, that I must address a fresh appeal to all member states of the United Nations to contribute towards meeting the costs of this peacekeeping operation and thus to demonstrate their effective support of the activities which this organization has to undertake in the fulfillment of its paramount obligation towards the maintenance of international peace and security. As regards the extension of UNFISIP for another period of 3 months, I wish to inform the Council that the Government of Cyprus has agreed to the extension of UNFISIP on the same basis and composition as heretofore. I therefore propose to request officially the continued participation in the force of the countries now providing contingents. I wish to associate myself with the expressions of appreciation to these member states, which are contained in the resolution just adopted by the Council. I am able to inform the Council that I have designated Ambassador Carlos Bernardes of Brazil as my special representative in Cyprus to replace Mr. Galo Plaza, who is now taking up his functions as mediator for Cyprus. I wish to express my deep gratitude to the Foreign Minister of Brazil and through him to his government for having responded promptly and favorably to my request for the services of Ambassador Bernardes in this delicate position. Ambassador Bernardes does not need any introduction to the members of this Council, in whose midst he sat until recently. His distinguished record of service is well known in the United Nations. In his capacity as permanent representative of Brazil to the United Nations, which he relinquished a short time ago, he represented Brazil in the Security Council and indeed played an important part in the deliberations of this body at the time when the United Nations force in Cyprus was established on 4th March 1964. I feel that we are fortunate in his willingness to serve as my special representative, and I am sure that the members of the Council share my feelings in this respect. Ambassador Bernardes will arrive in New York on 29 September, and I am confident that he will be able to depart for Nicosia soon thereafter. Finally, Mr. President, I wish to refer briefly to the account of the fighting in Teleria in early August, which was presented by the representative of Cyprus during the recent debate in the Security Council. Since there seems to be a certain discrepancy between that account and the information recorded by UNFISIP in those distressing days, I intend shortly to make available to the members of the Council a more detailed account of the events in question as compiled from UNFISIP sources of information. Thank you.
Monsieur le Président, en ce qui concerne la résolution qui vient d'être adoptée à l'unanimité par le Conseil, je juge nécessaire...